Yes, I think of myself as an artist, and then the artist I would be a singing artist.
I'm Kathy Fletcher, Program Director for the Turnaround Arts Program. Turnaround Arts is a pilot project, and we're working in 8 schools around the country who have been historically low-performing schools who are turning themselves around through the arts. Recent reports from the Department of Education and our own reinvesting in arts education at the President's Committee on the Arts and the Humanities show that there's an equity gap for poor children in America. 6 million children in this country do not get any arts education at all right now, and some might argue that they're the children who need it the most. This is particularly tragic because the arts is such a great tool to engage students. It helps build attendance and engagement between parental and family engagement. It helps kids just want to come to school. In a lot of these schools around the country, one of the things that has been kind of a problem that seems intractable are student engagement, culture, and climate. When you walk into a Turnaround Arts school, it just feels different. There's a lot of joy in the hallways. People are engaged. Family members and community members are coming into the school for performances. It's just a way to really engage people on a different level so that they can then engage in their academics. You know, everybody knows that the arts are good, right? And more arts are better than less. But this program is about strategically using the arts in a rigorous and integrated way to help build engagement, self-esteem, and really some of, you know, to help kids succeed and to help these schools that are turning themselves around do it more impactfully.
So what's happening in art that helps people get math and science together?
Well, for example, I was recently in a classroom full of children who were, English was their second language, and it was a science class, and the science teacher had a dancer in the class who was helping them understand momentum and the center of gravity, and they were on, you know, they were on their way to do these science experiments, and she said, it used to take me months and months of workbooks to get these kids to understand what we're talking about, but now it's in their bodies.
I am Stacy Miller. I'm the principal at Knoll Community Arts School.
Tell us what parents are saying.
Well, I will tell you, we had our first performance a year and a half ago. It was right before Christmas. And there were about 100 kids in the school-wide performance. We sold out our auditorium, parents standing room only. If the fire marshal would have stopped by, we probably would have been in trouble. But the community shifted. You could actually physically feel it in that moment. There were tears in parents' eyes and so much pride in their child and their school, and droves, they're coming up. Oh, Miss Miller, that was amazing. This was so great. The energy flipped, and the people started to really be like, wow, look how amazing and talented all of these kids are and all of our community. And so all of the presentations, in fact, just this last May, we had an academic version of a performance. We did a think show where kids used arts and creativity to describe their thinking and what they had learned in the past several weeks. And it was another event where there was nowhere to park and there was nowhere, you know, and that's why I'm really excited also about the move to Montbello, because now I have more space and I can have larger venues and more parents can get involved that want to.
Look down the road for us 20 or 30 years. Is this helping our young people compete and prepare to do great things on a global scale?
Yes, it really is. Because what it adds, the arts, especially arts integration into the classrooms, the core content classrooms, it adds a level of creativity that is necessary for us to solve the problems that we don't even know exist yet. And it adds a level of project-based and problem-based learning that allows kids to wrestle with or grapple with ideas and create images and make connections, which are all the necessary skills that kids are going to need in 15, 20, 30 years to be really creative thinkers for our country and where we're headed.
For a year, we went around and gathered up all the data, over some of it 30 years old, controlled situation where we saw exactly how much the math scores would rise after students were given music, how much the science scores would rise after they had visual arts, and the correlation of this. And so those things were all out there, but it was never assembled. So we put together a 75-page document that anybody can pull. You can get it on whitehouse.gov. So when you go to people with money and say, this is somewhere we need to put money, whether it's a legislature or whether it's a philanthropist, and they can see exactly, we've got the facts and the science. It's not just, you know, a person saying how arts changed their lives. However, when you talk to people, and I'm not talking about artists, because what we're trying to do with the Turnaround Arts Initiative, we're not trying to grow artists. We figure artists will surface anyway. That's, you know, you can't keep the artistic principle from asserting itself. But we are expanding the students' minds and horizons. We are unfolding citizens. We are helping to create innovators. And that's something that has made us strong as a culture, the American culture, that once you wiped out the arts in the public school system 30 years ago and 20 years ago, that's when the schools started to fail. And we're trying to make people see that correlation.
It seems like we missed it then when we got worried about our performance and said, oh, let's focus on the reading and the writing. And we pulled out of the arts and the unintended consequence.
What happens to your brain, actually, when you hear music, when you play music, when you try to sing music? It is actually physiological what happens to your brain. It's not just that you think bigger thoughts. There's a reason that other parts of your brain become engaged. That thing of cutting off your nose to spite your face, I don't know, people used to say that when we were growing up, but it's like, We didn't understand where our power came from.
What do you teach? What do you come in and teach? You don't just work with the drama class.
I engage with them, frankly, as an elder, somebody who is concerned about them, somebody who is excited for them because I remember being that age, and somebody who wants to make sure that they have a safe place to be, to unfold. And I talk to them the way I talk to my own children. It is looking at a student and expecting things from them. And when you expect things from a person, they start to go, oh, and we can deliver then. I mean, that's how we were looked upon when I was growing up. We've had a few decades of adults, sometimes well-meaning adults, thinking that children were a lost cause. You know, and if you stand before a young person and they can tell, you know, they can pick up on your honesty, and if you think they are going nowhere, or if you shortchange them, I don't think that things are possible for them, then you're stamping down their spirit. So all that, basically I'm a cheerleader.